Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello and welcome to Happy Foot, Sad Foot. I'm Darren Miller.
I'm Vince LaRosa, and Travis will be joining us. I think he's just
very shortly.
You know what? This is classic Travis stagemanship. You know, with a 5-0 win, he's gonna come flying in here. He's probably putting something together, something crazy. But Darren, is it Happy Foot, Sad Foot today? Because I don't know if we're gonna be. Is it really gonna be a sad foot? Because they even found the bird.
I know, so, the one sad foot we could have had.
Yeah, really no sad feet today.
Jeff Tuck will join us later and potentially give us a sad foot. But these days, who knows? Who knows what he's doing? But yes, LAFC finally played so well they knocked out Travis's Wi-Fi, which is what's really going on. He'll be joining us shortly. There's plenty to talk about. Very fun game to watch. A game that feels like exactly the game we were owed as fans.
Right.
But really, I mean, whoever really doubted them, right?
Well, one, yes, you got paid in full plus then some. And whoever really doubted them, I mean, can't you see the chat on the right side of your screen? These people.
I only remember saying that everything's fine the whole time. So
I mean, it really was. Look, the fact of the matter was, like, and they tried to bring it up. They tried to, like, tease it out. They're like, we're going to get really close. This could be the longest drought. And, like, literally he's got, like, going into it. And then Tillman scored and they were kind of like, oh, okay, well, that's over. Like, good for LAFC. Like, they didn't do it. They didn't break their own drought. And like you said, that was like getting a goal, especially against a team like Nashville who can't muster much offense just on their own. Like, they rely on teams to really overexert themselves and push forward to get a goal and then get a second, which, by the way, there was like three penalties in one play, which is bananas.
I was gonna ask you about that. What did they officially determine that the second one was not a foul?
I think they just decided that Tillman's were for sure was. They would have looked if they would have thought otherwise, they would have looked at Bwanga's and there was another foul in there somewhere. I don't think it mattered in the end. Like, there was definitely, I think, Bwanga's, you could have watched it again and said, yeah, maybe in VAR. But I think it's one of those things where it's so close that they're like, well, let's not call it now. And then Tillman's is so obvious where it's like, okay, that's a penalty. We're good here. We don't even have to worry about anything else.
But is there a situation where it could have been like both are penalties?
No, it's a penalty. I mean, yeah, I guess you could say,
I mean,
you could
pick both penalties.
They're
both penalties.
Yeah, but you don't get to take two.
Why not?
Because it's this.
It happened twice. Because
technically, play goes on because you play advantage. So
yeah, okay.
If you do that, then in a lot of ways you say, like, I got you, but I'm going to allow the play to go on. And so when the play finally ends in the one penalty, that's
the play
that's
was going on. So it was like, it's not like it didn't count.
Just kept going on.
It was in play. So, I mean, you could foul. I don't know. I got some ideas for rules. I don't know if PRO is busy these days, but I got some ideas. Maybe I can call them up.
I mean, they've got some free time.
Yeah, they're not doing much. I guess we should get it started with the Happy Foots. We've got some callers waiting as well.
I know.
This is going to be a jam-packed one. We'll try to make it good and efficient because there's a lot to love about what we just saw. You want to just get us started with just take your pick. Let's each give one for now, and then we'll get to callers. Also, Travis is finally here. Hello, Travis.
Sorry for the internet problems. I just want to say right off the bat, I never doubted LAFC.
I knew we had it
from the moment the season started. The whole time I was like, you know, I think Vince is being a little bit too pessimistic about this team. I need to bring up the vibes. I think we have it. Is what I'm saying.
Missed you being here at the start because I genuinely wondered, like, is Travis gonna find a way to curse at me again and really make everyone think that he's really mad at me? And I was like, he probably could, and I'll laugh because we'll have to be super creative this time. But you didn't have a chance. You were scurrying with your internet. I don't think you had a chance to come up with something.
Sorry, I'm sorry I let you down, Vince. Look, I don't know. Did we talk about anything yet? What did I miss?
No
goals, and there's no sad feet. Like that we could think of.
Well,
Ollie left.
Ollie was trying to be our sad foot, but it didn't pan out. Ollie left and Ollie came back. Ollie just went for a little walkabout.
Yeah. Birds are meant to fly, bud.
I mean, Bawanga blast. We got two on the board from Bawanga. He's back with an assist. Kike's on the board, beats the B-Rod allegations in a single game. What an incredible game from Kike. I don't think we can say enough about how good he was. I know he missed that one-on-one opportunity, but he's great. I know people don't like him. Kike played an incredible game.
That was, a fantastic game. And also, even until he scored, the misses were – I have always kind of felt this way about him, but and I think we've talked about this before, but tonight especially it felt like the misses were like, he's so close and he's going to get it and he's good. He's fine. He's going to be fine. And then he was. And the goal was like not just Bawanga finally got this as well tonight, but like it wasn't just like, oh, he got the goal. It was like these were great goals.
Yeah.
Both of them. I mean, Bawanga
broke
scored.
The seal on a PK, but the next one was beautiful.
But at the end of the half, Bawanga should have scored. I mean, Kike set up a couple of sitters for Bawanga that Bawanga just didn't finish. He just looked a little bit different, like a little bit more composed on the ball. You know, like we said, it's the last thing that comes, and a lot of players will say, like, when it does happen, when like you finally start to figure out, it feels like the game slows down. You could kind of tell, like he was much more in control, where he wasn't like, I just got to do everything fast. It was more like, okay, I can use my speed in moments, but other times I can cut the ball back. I can play the simple pass. I can combine. They pointed out really well in the broadcast that ball that he did send to Bawanga, like he was already looking up and understanding where the space was. That's a really great moment, a really great spot by the broadcast to see something like that. So really great game by him. And I would say too, defensively, like he put in a real shift because Nashville really wants to use their fullbacks. They really like to switch the ball. And if you notice, he was dropped back like a lot. Like Tillman a lot of times was further forward than Oliveira. And Oliveira's job was to kind of cut off both the fullback and the winger. So he had to do kind of what they would say, like do the double, which is basically take two guys and just use your positioning to deal with it. And he did a good job. I think in my notes, I have like two chances total for Nashville. And one of them was Shaq Moore shooting from like 30 yards out.
Yeah. Yeah, it just was domination from start to finish. It like, you know how I said last week, this doesn't feel like LAFC. This felt like the LAFC that we know. Just like, and it's not just because we had possession. We were in control the whole game, even when we didn't have it. I didn't feel scared. I felt scared maybe in a single moment during that game. Other things that I think, you know, we had two goals going into this game. We doubled that in 75 minutes. We got to see a red card, which was fun. And then we got a diving Atuesta goal, a diving header Atuesta goal, which it just felt, if you could see how much it meant to him to score again back home, you know?
Yeah. Atuesta, a beautiful goal and the beautiful leave behind for the Bawanga goal.
Yeah. Yep.
Great game from him too.
Martinez passing in some of those second half goals too were unbelievable. Like Martinez is going to be a fucking beast as he gets older. Like his passing is just so tight, and his like awareness of the game is better than we've seen from a young player in a long time. Like,
did you see
I wonder how long
he
he'll be with us.
That's true. Did you see how surprised he was when that goalie saved that? He had like a cannon when he beat that, the like last chance that he got off, he beat a couple guys and he was like, oh, I'm going to get this one. And
yeah,
it was kind of right at him, but I think he really expected to score on that one.
Yeah, I do have
the guy's got a rugby hat on, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he's like, who's this dude?
Whenever
came out from the scrum to make the save.
Yeah. Whenever I see goalies in those little hats, I'm like, you look cute. You're a little cutie pie. Yeah, you're worried about your little.
It's like the official, cranium. The official like caricature suit of a backup goalie.
I honestly like the way it hangs and like the way it comes around their head and neck. Like, it always makes me think like Sock Monkey, because the goalies have like the gloves, yeah, and the sleeves and everything. It just looks like a Sock Monkey.
All right, we've got plenty of callers waiting to come on here. Let's get Jeff on here. He was here first. I'm going to see if I can get you guys on in the order that you arrive, so you're not waiting too long.
Rapid fire callers. Let's go.
We're getting there. I'm going to add you to the stage. What are you shaking your head? No, don't bring me on. I'm just hanging out here.
Yeah, I'm on the train, man.
Despite the game.
No, you're going to embarrass me in front of all the cool train people. Like, I don't want to talk about earnest stuff. Like, no, bring me on last.
Don't have to ask me twice. All right. See you later, Jeff.
We don't want you on the show, Jeff. You just keep calling.
This is where you go if you want to call into the show.
We give you a platform to talk to people and no one wants to hear you, Jeff. No one wants you here. And you keep calling in. And then we put you on the show like the kind people we are. And then you say you don't want to be. We put you on first in front of three very, very talented callers. And you by far are the most make-a-wish of all the callers. And you're going to just sit there and say you don't want to be on the show? Fuck, I wish you flew away instead of Ollie, you piece of shit. All right, next caller.
I just want to say that
there's that rage. That's the rage I was looking for.
Anybody who might be new to the show, that was Jeff Chalk, heel of the foot. And you will not be, if you are interested in calling into the show, that is not how you will be treated. This is the one person who
he's just our enemy.
Deserves to be treated that way.
Yeah, him and Denzel from Nashville.
LAX, Andy.
Oh, Ontario International Airport, Andy.
Ontario Airport, Andy.
Welcome
to the show.
Someone called it a downgrade,
welcome
but
back.
I love the Ontario Airport.
Oh, no. Have you guys seen the billboards? It's the new way to fly.
Is that what they
Listen, I love Ontario Airport. I live in Burbank. You go straight down the 210. It's beautiful.
It's
nice, fantastic. Tiny little airport.
The only billboards I've been seeing lately is the Orange County District Attorney letting me know that if I steal things in Orange County, he will prosecute me to the fullest. And that makes me excited.
All right. Well,
Ontario International Airport, Andy, any happy feet or sad feet for us today?
I mean, well, sad foot, first of all, just as a proud bird dad, being in the chat tonight really, really sucked. All the dead bird jokes kind of hit a little close to home. Look, every time Ollie's flying around, I get scared. Just even when it's a normal flight, I feel like a real worried, nervous dad. So to see her get away today, I was really, really scared.
I'm sorry. I forgot that people have pets that are birds that they love.
But don't ultimately, like, if the bird flies away, it's a bird. They can't keep them in cages, man.
Yeah, I know why the cage bird sings.
Yeah, that's better for Ollie. It's not that Ollie's going to die. It's that Ollie's going to be free.
Ollie's going to suck.
I'm not sure about Ollie. I don't know if Ollie was born in the wild. I just know that if you have a bird that was not born in the wild and you're going to release her to the wild, you know, it could be real dangerous for them.
That's bird propaganda. That's not true. That's
for a guy who
I love
loves
that we're
the
talking
airport
about this,
so much.
After this game, this is what we're talking about.
We finally have a good game and we're like talking about bird rights. What? Okay, well, give me some happy feet. Give me some happy feet.
I'm a bird lawyer.
Happy foot is this. I was actually doing some research before this game because I know that everybody has been, you know, hating on this team. Understandably, we've been underperforming this year. And I went and I looked back at a team that I think all of us LAFC fans are familiar with. That's the 2023 Columbus Crew. The first four games.
I've never heard of that team.
The first four games of last season. You want to take a guess what their record was?
One win, two losses, and a draw.
You nailed it. I don't know how you did that. and then I wasn't even that. I looked that up before this game, and then I saw that. And then obviously we had this amazing result. And then I went and looked back. What was the result of their fifth game this week? It was a 6-1 victory. So a 5-goal victory. All that just, and then we saw what they did. Columbus Crew, they went that summer. They picked up, they shored up their team. They get some great pickups. We still got two DP spots. I'm all in on Giroux. God knows what we're going to do with that other DP spot. I think we're
still rumors of Vela coming back too. There's some rumbling that Vela's back.
Yeah, I got an extra $50 in my pocket that he'll take. and plus MLS is fucking stupid. Half the teams make the playoffs. This isn't the Premier League. Even though I'd love to get the most important trophy in the world, the Supporter Shield, we don't need to get it to get the MLS Cup. So look, it's a work in progress. As long as we get hot at the right time, which I fully believe we're going to be able to do. So that's my happy foot. Great victory tonight. Great Atuesta goal. A bunch of us met Atuesta. Got his autograph this past week.
Oh, shit.
Ran into like 5 people who were at Stater Brothers this week. Got the same autograph. So shout out to all of them. But yeah, that's all
I got. Shout out to Stater Bros.
Yeah, great sponsor. But yeah, that's all I got to say for tonight.
All right.
Thank you, guys. Great game.
Ontario International Airport. Andy, thanks for calling in. You're always the best. You were on one tonight. This feels good. It just feels good to be back and not be angry. Ilya scolded us a little bit for how upset we were this week, and he was right.
He was pretty tense.
We know he's seen our clips before, and we did post some negative clips this week, so I'm hoping it wasn't to us.
Right? He probably, just before he sat down at that press conference table, was just looking at Happy Foot, Sad Foot clips. Yeah. He's like, all right. This is
these motherfuckers. I don't know how Vince hangs out with these fucking twats.
He probably thinks I'm a bad influence on you guys.
Yeah. Does Travis have a tapestry hanging in his house? This is Tapestry Studios. This is a 19th century French tapestry. I don't know if you've ever seen a 19th century French tapestry, but it's
that's Travis's scarf wall.
Most podcasters have a scarf wall. I have a deer and a man with his dog.
Yeah.
Some would say tapestries were the original scarf wall. You know?
I'm going to wear it around my next game.
That is the original. It's a scarf for walls.
Yeah. Who was next, Luke? Truly.
Yes, LAFC Luke. Throw his your video on if you're if you want in? Interested in joining. Maybe you're just hanging out.
That's he's cool probably too. Driving and he doesn't want us to know.
Oh, that's true.
All these people using our backstage is like an area to hang out so that they can just.
What are you talking Luke? About? What are you talking about? Come on now. Come on.
LAFC Luke, welcome to the show. I assume you're not driving. I need to say out loud, I'm not driving.
I am not driving. I don't know what you're talking about.
Great. Okay. What's, any what's happy Peter Sad Feet?
You got to fill up
I'm the driving. Tank. My husband's driving.
Oh, okay. Good. Good. Thank you.
The beeping sounded like you guys need to get gas.
No, it's electric. We're good.
Oh, smart.
All right.
So I got a couple of things I want to say. Firstly, yeah, we're back, but also like I don't know how much I make of the score line. It feels like it was very generous to us. Maybe Vince, you can speak to this a little bit, but like I felt like our guys were just running a lot more. Like they just looked like they were. Like the instruction from Coach Tarundolo was run to the ball as much as you can all the time. I don't give a flippity whatever. Just keep running, running, running.
Look, in this league.
God, I hope that's exactly what he said.
I don't give a
flippity. Incredible. It would be incredible.
Andy alluded to it a little bit. It is kind of silly how many teams make the playoffs. And in this league, like when you go down 3 goals and you're Nashville and you're all the way across the country, there's part of you that dies inside and you just kind of give up a little bit. So
yeah.
I would say that yes, 5 is probably like flattering a little bit, but LAFC earned those goals for sure. And the flip side of that was like Nashville really didn't threaten. Like if Nashville would have been like peppering our goal, and then all of a sudden we got two and they gave up, I would be a little more worried. But yeah, I mean, it's good. Look, we're all being cautious here because we know that next week they travel to Colorado and it could be a different story. And that's,
yeah,
I think we're all circling around that. This is nice, but unless you win the next game or at least have a very good showing the next game, what does it really matter to score five goals in one game?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it does matter for goal differential. I'll take that much.
Sure. Luke, I'll just say there were a couple goals that we should have scored that we didn't. One from Kike and one from Bouanga, where it's like,
Bouanga,
it could have been Bouanga, a 7-0.
How many times?
He hit the crossbar and the post in the same minute.
Yeah. Okay. A couple other thoughts. My sad foot, and I don't expect anyone to like necessarily talk about this, but like Murillo had a number of like just kind of sloppy giveaways. He just didn't seem like his head was totally in it. I don't know what was going on, but like he was definitely my sad foot. There was one of their bigger chances in the first half came off a turnover from him. So that would be my sad foot. My happy foot, Ollie is alive and well, and we got to see her in the stadium after they turned the lights back on 45 minutes later.
And y'all were nasty. Y'all were nasty.
I don't know what you're referring to.
So the last that I'll offer, and then I'll go.
You're just nature enthusiasts.
We had a new neighbor sitting next to us in the stadium, and he kept calling Hugo Lloris Juice. He kept going, Juice. And I was like, why do you keep calling him Juice? He's like, because his name's Hugo. And then I was like, oh.
That's so funny.
So I think we got to make this stick.
The juice is loose.
We got the juice in between the pipes, man. So
I love it.
That's what I'm going with. So anyway, it feels good. I don't know how much to make of it, but like, I'll take it. I will absolutely take a 5-0 win over a Nashville team that frankly was undefeated in MLS before coming into tonight. So,
yeah,
you know, they weren't spectacular, but they had a game plan that they could stick to, and it worked for them, and it did not work for them tonight, and it worked for us, which we haven't been able to say all season so far, really. I mean, a little bit in the Seattle, but I'm happy. So,
well, thanks for calling in, Luke.
Thanks, guys.
It's always great to have you.
People get the chance to enjoy your weekend for once.
It does feel like there's, you know, people are a little nervous about celebrating this. There were a lot of questions coming into this, and we answered every single one of those questions. Is Bouanga going to get on the board? He scored twice, could have scored more. Is Kike Brian Rodriguez, outside of that goal, played probably his best game as an LAFC player, in my opinion. Really great game from Kike Oliveira. Is our midfield going to show up and have something creative to do? And they did. I thought our passing was great today. Like, I can't think of, but outside of Murillo making some sloppy plays, which I think he sort of has done our whole time we've had him. He's always been a little inconsistent. Yeah, he just like kind of does dumb stuff every once in a while, but I still trust him. And like, I don't know, and there were a couple moments where like, if Ryan Hollingshead wasn't on his left foot, could have scored in that one-on-one with the goalie. Like, there were moments, yeah. But like, I don't know. I think this could have been 8-0, 7-0. I feel good coming out of this game, and whether or not it means we are as good as we were last year or the year before, we definitely got a big confidence boost as a team from that. If we lost this game, I would be worried about the next two games as well, and I'm feeling slightly more confident for Colorado and the Galaxy.
I honestly, the first half, I was 2-0, and I was happy, but I was like, it's kind of like, it wasn't pretty. Like, mm-hmm. LAFC really did everything based out of their press, which I will say, though, was important because Ante Razov literally pointed to, he's like, we did not press off of some goal kicks. And he seemed like that actually really bothered him, because it's something that LAFC like preaches. It's like, we press, we get high up the field, and they forced two goals based off of corner kicks because they were able to win the ball back. So I think just the fact that there was a level of focus made me excited, but I wasn't seeing, like, it just wasn't exciting because like they weren't like holding the ball in the offensive third. They weren't combining very well. And then the second half, maybe it's game state, and I'm sure part of it is game state, because like I said, Nashville kind of gave up, but they did some really pretty, I mean, that moment where they had probably 20 some odd passes before the ball got slid over to Kike and he was scored, like, whew, if that goal goes in, like, I just want to see more of that. And but you know, sometimes it takes little moments like that or games like that for a team to kind of realize, look guys, we can do this. Like I said, this starting 11 is talented enough to win games. They still need depth, because in the long term, injuries are going to come. You know, it was nice to see. I'd say actually my happy foot, I'll go with Palencia. It was nice to see him play and play so well in the space of Omar Campos. I was getting frustrated by the amount of people all week that were like, maybe we should go 3-4-3 or we should chance. Like, why are you changing formations? Sergi Palencia is a very good player, slots right in, and I'm very happy that he proved me right and he did exactly that. So that was good. And yeah, I think the biggest thing is just going to be confidence in how they use this to find, you know, levels up from here, because, you know, Nashville is, it's an okay team, but they're, you know, they're missing Walker, missing a few other players. They're coming, you know, across country.
They're missing Hany Mukhtar tonight.
Yeah, Hany Mukhtar was, he might have been off looking for Ollie. Who knows?
Yeah, he was on Ollie's back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I will say, I do have one sad foot. I do think that Bogusz's passing is still lacking a little bit. His distribution is not where I think it needs to be. And,
that's,
you
true.
Know, I love Matty Bogusz. His name is on the back of my jersey. I think we're playing him out of position and it's showing a little bit, and we were able to hide it during today's game. But if I had one sad foot for the game, it's that I want a little bit more out of Bogusz's passing.
First half, yes. Second half, he was actually much better.
You're right. You're right. I wrote that in my notes during the first half. Yeah.
I think it's a confidence thing, because I think he also should have passed a couple of times and went to goal. And it felt like a weird reversal of what you'd expect, where it's like, oh, he didn't have the confidence to pass and shot instead, when normally it's the other way around for most people. But with him, it felt like there were a couple points where Bwanga was wide open in the box and he took a shot instead. And I was just like, eh, that's not really the move, is it? What are you showing us?
You win. Claim your Chick-fil-A sandwich in the Chick-fil-A app by 11:59 p.m. If you want your Chick-fil-A sandwich, you got to go into the Chick-fil-A app by 11:59 a.m., guys.
And you know what the best part of that about that is, Travis? You can wake up tomorrow and go, man, I'm so excited for my Chick-fil-A sandwich, because Sundays is their best day. There's no lines. And just go there.
All you have to do is smash the window.
Yeah, if the door's locked, just don't take no for an answer. Smash in that door, get, because you earned it and you claimed it. So go get your Chick-fil-A.
Yep.
All right, we got another old friend.
That I've been waiting, yeah.
We've got another old friend joining us on the show, who joins us specifically after a certain threshold. Two nips, Dan.
Danny, welcome to the show.
In the red light district, it looks like.
You're known on the show as Danny Two Nips. Your name, as written here, is Two Nipples Dan.
And your there it is. There it is. He broke up for a second, and now I can see him.
Thank you for staying safe and keeping your seatbelts on.
Dan, remind the new viewers why your shirt is off.
Well, there's this rule, and I'm not sure who made it. But 3 goals, and that's 2 nipples. 3 goals, 2 nipples. I didn't make the rule. I just follow it.
It someone made this rule for you, and we don't know why. Any happy feet or sad feet, or any left nipple or right nipple?
Oh, damn.
I have a lot, but a lot of them got said already. Sad foot, why are we rooting for someone's relapse? I mean, Denny Bwanga had a serious relapse, and we're just
this is true.
Celebrating.
Yeah,
it's off the wagon. It's actually very sad.
But maybe he'll be able to moderate it this time. You know, maybe he'll.
Maybe. Yeah,
some people are able to do it.
Yeah. You don't have to be fully sober forever, you know? Anytime you don't have anything to say, you just drift.
Never a bender, but instead, he, like, you know, spaces it out over time.
Yeah, exactly, that's Joey.
One bar chiming in.
Joey, one well, bar.
I think what's important is that he's got a good support system and friends like us around him to support him through this journey. Any other happier stuff before we let you go? And
before we get blocked by YouTube's terms of service, any other happy feet or sad feet?
This episode is not for children.
No.
Never.
No happy first sad feet. Just two nipples.
All right.
Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you for joining us.
That was the thing LAFC podcast you get to see a man's nipples on. And that's what everyone wants to see after a victory.
Yep. That's our secret.
Oh, you know, boy. Despite
somehow
winning five
the show down.
You mean like the energy? Well, I think it's like because it's, you know, there's something a little bit jarring about seeing a naked man when you're not expecting it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Is he fully naked?
Yeah. You didn't see.
Just driving?
Could be.
Look. I do want to say, I know that we won 5-0. I did think that a lot of the refereeing was poor, even though we did fine. I still think we had some scabby feet in
yes,
there.
We have a new segment this week.
And scabby the yellow foot on Palencia was something that I wrote down where he was avoiding
me
getting
too
elbowed in the face.
You get elbowed in the face, you get a yellow card.
Yeah. And there was a what I think was probably a PK on Kike in the 23rd minute that they missed. But that was back when we didn't, you know, I was like, we need more goals. But I feel like we had a good amount of goals by the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
Does it count? I think I was talking to Vince about this before you came on, Travis, that maybe it should count that we should have gotten two PKs instead of one in the beginning because they got us down in the box.
Yes.
Yeah. Vince is trying to explain to me the rules or whatever, but
ugh. Grow up.
Somebody's
tackled from behind the box twice is two PKs.
They should have two players try to kick it at once, and I feel like that's a punishment. I feel like what it should be is if there are two penalties on one play, you shoot it, you score, fine, great. We can just move on with our life. But had he missed,
yeah,
had he missed, they should have said, okay, now we go to the second
penalty. Here's the other one.
And allow the guy next, but then like someone else has to take it. But that I think that would be an interesting wrinkle. So Darren, when you write to Pro this week, because I know you're doing a correspondence with them, if you could please send in my
they take
my
calls.
Mix.
I'll add that to the mix for sure.
Can I say I know that the scabby foot is our new it's a new feature on the show, but my unpopular opinion is the referees haven't been as bad in LAFC games as they've been for everybody else. Like I feel like every other MLS game I watch, I'm like, what is going on? And then people are already revved up for our game and they're like, the refs are so bad. And I'm like, I mean, they're not great.
Have you seen the other games?
You've seen the other games. And also like the bar was not very high. And also remember, we can keep in our mind the fact that these people are still human beings and should be paid despite the fact how bad the other referees are. Like even if they were good, we should still be paying these people. So let's remember that.
Yes. It's how they normally do is unrelated to this as well. I think like another thing that I do want to bring up is, oh, I'm fully blanking. I like really knew what I was going to say before you started talking about union stuff, Vince, and I got excited.
Sorry. You got excited?
Yeah.
It's a real turn on for Travis.
For once, I didn't disrupt your train of thought with something asinine. It was actually an important point.
I don't know. How are you guys feeling? What do you think this means for the season? Do you think it's a, you know, I think it probably instills a lot of confidence, but outside of that, I don't know what we could say. I still think we lack depth, right?
Yeah, you have to hope so. Yeah, that would be my like big caution. You hope it's not papering over the cracks and it's like, wow, we can do this, but really we need depth. And they really do. They do. Like the subs that they brought in, feel good subs. I love seeing Duaneus. I love seeing Ordaz. I love seeing them all of them come in. But imagine if we're chasing that game and that's who's coming into the game. Like, and nothing against them, but it's just not good spots for them. And also like Eddie Segura played right back. Like, if let's say, you know, you had to get Sergi out of there sooner because of yellow cards and you were worried he was going to get a red card and then miss the next game. Like you can't say LFC is fully back. There's some things that we still have to kind of keep an eye on as we move forward.
Yeah. I think it's not the kind of game where you're like, this is them now. Like I expect this to happen again next game, but I think it is really important that they can get you kind of thought that this is what the first game was going to be, but I think it's really important after what's happened since then to be mm-hmm. able to reestablish, like, look, this is what we're capable of. So this is now the target every time, so that it's not like they're not as lost, I think, on their way to whatever this is. Like, I don't expect this to happen every time. And I don't think, I think the big thing that stuck with me, Vince, that you said on our last episode was like, they still need their identity. They haven't found their identity. And it feels like they really did tonight, but like, that doesn't mean it's just going to stick, mm-hmm. but they're going to be able to think about this game and be like, we can do that.
Yeah. I do think it's important. It's important to know that you can access that part of the team with the current roster, despite also knowing that it's possible. Like, it reminds you that you have to put the work in, essentially. But I'm happy that they were able to come away from the low point that was last week with easily the best game that we've had since the Western Conference Finals.
Fair.
For sure. Okay, we've got another caller. Daniel, welcome back to the show.
Hey, guys.
Thank you for joining.
Daniel.
Nice to see you too, Travis. I do have a confession, though. I have never, ever, once in my life, ever had Chick-fil-A. if you ever care about, I know you guys don't give a shit. Okay, so happy foot.
I'm just gonna say you're not missing much. It's overrated.
Bailed so quick. That was crazy. You were telling us a story and you ran away from your own story.
But okay, wait. All right. So happy foots. Tonight we found out that Danny Bolanco can indeed score. So that's mm-hmm. a great. He's back on. Well, I'm hoping he's back on track. Second happy foot. I'm so glad that Edward Atuesta is on this team. He played a big role in tonight's game. That third goal, especially, that was a great move on Atuesta's part. If I had a sad foot, David Martinez still hasn't scored a goal. Kid is sick.
So
kid
good.
Is sick. He's talented. I mean, I know it's coming, but like. I was hoping that was going to go in tonight. Man, you could see the frustration on his face. So, like, I hope that I have a feeling hopefully it's going to change for him. I'm not what sold on me. Oh.
What gives me hope with him is he's played like 60 minutes total and he's already mm-hmm. had a bunch of opportunities. Like, it's going to come. He has barely played.
Mm-hmm. New to baller. I'm not sold on Oliveira.
I love
him. He's basically Brian Rodriguez, but he's a much nicer person.
Wow. I do think he's nicer. I think he's more dynamic.
That's a low bar.
Yeah.
So I'm not sold on him. If I'm going to have another one last sad foot, it's only one game, guys. Please, it's let's not be prisoners of the moment. We got to see this. If this roster's still depleted, I mean, this season hinges on reinforcements. Olivier Giroud, France, FC, USA, you know, if Antoine Griezmann in Paris is somehow watching, you know, hey, give us a call. We're here.
Bonjour.
Just
be baguette.
So, baguette?
At least this game was fun tonight because last week's game was boring as fuck, frankly. So overall, good night.
Well, thanks so much for calling in, Dan. It's always good to hear from you, and I agree with everything. I don't think he's B-Rod. I think we're going to see more out of him. And B-Rod's – I think the team didn't like B-Rod, and I think that they like Kike Oliveira. I have no proof of that.
It's actually not true.
No? Okay.
The guys really like B-Rod. Like, he's a good teammate. I take it back. He wasn't a bad person, but he strikes you as the type of person that only cares about himself.
Yeah, the vibe he gives off is one that I would not like.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
it looks like if you're within 20 feet of you, he's going to haze you.
Yeah. But I can tell you in actuality, like in that locker room, the guys really liked him and he was really well liked. But yeah, he's still a different player. Like you can, like I
that's
said,
what they say about
bit...
someone who hazes you. I'm just gonna say,
it's gotta be nice to the guy who's gonna kick the shit out of you.
They love him. He's super nice. Sorry, go ahead, Vince. You were saying something that actually had substance.
I was just like, it's easy to say because of where they come from and their background, but like Kike does play a lot different than Brian, and just the effort off the ball, the willingness to get into the box. Like Brian wanted to like score every goal with him dribbling 10 guys and then finishing it off himself. Where Kike seems to be And you saw that with his goal. He's like, look, I'll go stand in the center of the box where like it's much more likely I could score a goal. And so that's where there's a bigger difference. I think he just kind of understands the position more, whereas Brian was more of like a luxury player where he was like, look, I can do some fun stuff, but ultimately what am I really going to give you? And that's why I think Kike will come good, because he's kind of figured out the easier things you can do, whereas Brian was always like, I'm only going to do it my way.
Yeah. I do think we were asked to go back to Jeff Tock near the end of the show, and he's on the train right now. So I want to see him talk to us while he is on a train car like an influencer. Jeff Tock, welcome to the show.
Tunnel Girl. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Great. Awesome. I'm really excited. Thank you for doing this. Really,
no problem. Any happy feet or sad feet?
Yeah. Could you get some man on the street interviews while you're out there?
Every day of my life on the red line, man on the street interview. Obviously, my happy foot is that Ollie's dead. They killed Ollie. they murdered that fucking bird, and we all know it.
You think it was a different bird that they brought in. You think it's a conspiracy?
It's 100% a different bird.
This is like, the Kate Middleton bird.
Yeah, let's not play around. Like, they killed
and I would
bird,
like you to get to the bottom of this. Bird. This is the season I need from Jeff Tock.
I'm just going to say, you guys, like, if you kill the bird in the beginning of a season, of a game, right? Would you bring back a different bird to make sure everyone thought you didn't kill that bird? Like, absolutely, that's what you do. And how would any of us know? We have face blindness for birds. We're human beings, right? There's no way. That bird's dead. We all know it. Everyone knows it. And like, by the way, we should keep killing birds. If it gives us 5-0 Jeff, win, I'm just saying, birds don't have souls. You know what I mean?
You're the screenwriter. You tell us what the plot is. Like, lay this out for us. How does this go? Like, is this going to be the next like big Hollywood drama? Should we be taking notes here? What's happening?
I think this is like a teaser of like a True Detective, right? About like bird murders. It's this right here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They really shouldn't have burned McConaughey on the first season, because bird murder would be right up his alley.
Anyway, so I look like I'm insane on the train talking to you guys. So let me just get in my predictions.
On the train of all places?
Yeah.
On the train. On the
I
train.
Think you fit in, you know? Actually.
I'm trying to not get eyes. You know what I'm saying?
He cut so out after I was being... I love the train. I shouldn't have said that.
I love too. The train, too.
I was a big train rider before COVID, and COVID kind of ruined that for me.
Yeah. Darren, you're muted.
I'm muted. I hate that I have to edit that tonight. That's going to suck. we're going to try to clean up that audio.
Will you do some ADR there? Will you replace it with what you were going to say?
That'd be great.
I, Jeff Tock, suck a lot. I hate God.
It is really great how clear my voice is on this train, despite being on the train.
Can I just add just one thing? Everyone's pointing out how excited they are that Atuesta scored a goal, but me being like a sicko that just like pops through comments and doesn't, I've learned to now not like actually get in as many fights anymore, but I saw quite a lot of people that were like, Atuesta was the wrong like purchase. Like, they did not want him on the team. They're like, he doesn't do anything, doesn't solve anything. And now like, you see how the game, when the game got better and LAFC got better with the ball, everything ran through him. So just like calm it down with the Atuesta was not the right person. You can, again, LAFC still needs to add stuff, but like Atuesta was absolutely 100% the right move to bring into LAFC.
Atuesta to Martinez passing was beautiful to watch. There was some great combination play between the two of them. It's good. And also they stopped doing those fucking short corners that we complained about, and it worked out. They started running some fucking step plays.
Hey, we were – this is, I think, the closest collectively that we have come without getting our bets. All three of us had bets that were, like, just barely not cashing tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mine was two corner kick goals. We had one. Travis had the Bouanga hat trick. He had two and, like, was inches away from six more. And then Vince, what was your – Vince was –
Oliveira assist, and he scored.
The cynical Oliveira assist as an outlandish bet.
But had just tapped it in instead of slamming it across, hitting on the crossbar, I would have gotten it.
Yeah, not only did he have a goal instead of an assist, but he had many, like, two or three near assists.
Yeah. He really should have got one, and that's not his fault.
I just want to say that LAFC admin commented on Jeff Tock's conspiracy tweet about Ollie not being the real Ollie.
I posted Jeff Talk tweeting or texting, "That is not Ollie, that's a different bird." And LAFC community, or they just wrote, "At community notes, please help."
Wow.
Wow. Well, the admin, if you're watching, thanks for supporting us and not that fucking demon, Jeff Talk.
Just toxic.
Ban him from the stadium. Theory. I think he was telling me that everyone should bring flares in. That's what Jeff was saying. I think
he's talking about that. He's saying like it's right when it was great when I suggested it the first time.
He's like, it's time to start sneaking them in. And Jeff keeps saying, I'm like, don't do it, Jeff. We don't. Yeah. That's against the rules.
Yeah. It makes you question why he's on the train. Is he trying to start something? Is he trying to get people to do something? I don't know. Is he the kind of person that would normally just take the train? It doesn't strike me as natural for him. I don't know. It's kind of like too cool for him.
Well, look, anyway. I think we had an incredible night. What a great Saturday. Boy, what a difference a day makes in terms of how you feel about a team. As close to a must-win game as we could have this early in the season. And boy, did we win it. Fuck Nashville. Fuck that guy who talked all that shit, Denzel, on Twitter. I had a lot of fun tonight. I wish I could have been there, but I got too hungover and bailed on the game. But besides that, I gave my tickets away to a Patreon subscriber. I hope that you had fun, Anish.
Yeah, at least you didn't ruin their evening.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Anything else before we go, guys?
No, I'll real quick. I did also have a note here that's worth saying out loud that Lloris wasn't super involved, but two huge saves I saw from him. And it's just like it's very nice to see that still, like, no matter what, he's not going to let the game falter and turn on us. So
I'll always have a soft spot all the pieces for the puzzle. But Lloris is, you can just tell his quality's better than
another level.
It's just different. Yeah. You can just tell.
The World Cup winner is. For you, Travis?
Just a little bit better than the potential starting goalie for the Canadian national team.
Another scorching hot take from Travis.
He's old, okay? He's old.
Yeah, but goalkeepers, like, it doesn't...
I agree with you.
Look,
Gigi Buffon played till he was like 42. Like, you can play for 80. That's another 5 years for Hugo.
Since when does what I say ever make sense, Vince? It's an emotional reaction. I like Capo. I like him. He broke his body for me. Yeah. And Lloris won a World Cup for someone else. And that's the difference in my mind.
Yeah, for the French. I mean, yeah. Let's
just be back in.
More French. More French.
Je suis la jeune fille.
Capo had a rough night.
Did he?
Yeah, Philly kicked the shit out of them today.
Oof. Well, we got Colorado at altitude next week. That'll be a tough one. Followed by El Trafico at home with a much better Galaxy team than we've faced in a while, while we have a somewhat short roster. So we'll see how the next 2 weeks goes. But that was such a great night, everyone. Thanks for hanging out, everybody, on YouTube and now over on Twitter where we're simulcasting. Make sure you subscribe, thumbs up, listen to the podcast. And if you like what you're hearing and you've watched this far, you want to help support us, please consider becoming a Patreon subscriber for $5 a month. You can cancel anytime. You get a bunch of perks when you do it. And it helps us keep doing this and break even on the cost to make this show. That's at patreon.com/happyfootsadfoot. We love you all. And we'll see you in the preview episode, baby. I love you. Bye.
I love you. Bye.
Bye. I love
you. I love you.
Oh, Vince.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.